Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome to Friday Night Wine Fight.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Amy.
And I'm Bianca. We are three Melbourne girls who had nothing better to do than start a podcast while we were living la vida lockdown. But for now, we're free. Yay!
Yay!
So, we take aim at one topic each week, along with a bottle or three of wine, like I am tonight, and we try to make some sense of it. Right, ladies, what are we drinking?
I didn't drink dinner, so I'm fine. And I am drinking the Butterfly Effect Rosé.
Well, I too did not drink my dinner, so I'm drinking Campbell's Musket.
Oh, nice. No.
Oh, a little bit of nice.
Yum.
Perfect weather.
Oh, that's what I can have.
Musket? Yes.
No, I've got some tawny.
Oh, got some tawny. That will go really well with your gin.
I've got a feeling that you drank tawny on a previous episode or musket or something like that and systematically ended yourself.
Yes. But this time I have pre-prepared by drinking a bottle already. So, where's my bottle? Hold on.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sorry about that. I'm back.
I have drunk a bottle of Villa Elsa Pinot Grigio. So that's delicious. Highly recommend.
To have with dinner or for dinner.
Well, I didn't have it for dinner. I did eat a pretty heavy meal. It's just it went so well with the chicken and cheese. So, yeah. Anyway, anywho, Sarah. What is our topic for tonight?
Okay, so spoiler alert, just putting it out there.
Okay.
So tonight's topic is TV series finals, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
So why is it that we put so much value on TV series finals? Well, it could possibly be the fact that we have invested so much time watching them that we need the closure.
Mm-hmm.
We get to know the characters. We get to fall in love with the characters, develop feelings for them. A big thing is with the closure, and not just main characters, side characters.
Yes.
Not I mean, who doesn't want things to end well for a side piece, really?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think of all my side pieces, and I hope they're doing well.
Not quite the side piece I'm talking about, Amy, but okay. But yeah, like your second male lead, your second female leads, these characters, you just fall in love with them and you want them to be happy. So, yeah. So the endings need to make sense. They need to be a logical finalization of the endings.
Yes.
You can't just have willy-nilly, oh, and then this shit happened, the end.
Yes.
It needs to wrap it up in a nice little package, all loose ends tied up, done.
Preach!
Yes. So there are shows out there that don't do that. How I Met Your Mother was one of them. Game of Thrones is another. But How I Met Your Mother is...
I love the ending of Game of Thrones. I don't care what anyone said. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was a good ending, but it could have been better. How I Met Your Mother, on the other hand, had a lot of people divided. And having your audience divided is not what you want to be doing. It kind of takes a lot out of the show, so you don't get people going back and rewatching. One example of a good show that has a great ending is MASH. So MASH had a two-hour movie ending.
Yeah.
There was an average viewing of 1 million viewers.
Wow.
No, sorry, not 1 million. I take that back. It was 100 million.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah. 100 million viewers on average.
I said wow because I was thinking it like finished in like the 80s, so yeah. 1 million was probably a lot for them. But now I'm really impressed.
Yeah, 1983 was... the ending in February, I believe. So the last, I think, 10 minutes of the 2 hours had an average of 120 million viewers.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Everyone tuned in.
I'm not surprised. It's a fucking great show.
It is a great show. And because it is so great, I mean, it's still the most viewed series in history.
I watch it when it's on, and I see it on. I do actually watch it because I grew up with it and I love it.
We grew up with it. You will not find someone that was born before the year 2000 that has not seen at least one episode of MASH.
Yeah.
It is constantly playing on TV. I reckon it's one of the longest running series, like on TV in history.
It ran longer than the war.
Get smart.
Yeah. Get smart.
It did run longer than the war. That's true.
But it's constantly replayed. So new generations will watch it as well. So it is one of the greatest shows. And I put that down to having a really good ending.
Yeah.
True.
If it had a shit ending, people would be like, oh, well, that's shit. I'm not rewatching that.
It was pretty serious, though, in the end. Like, I mean, for 45 minutes of the ending, I'm just like, okay, he's clearly gone off his dial. And then all of a sudden,
it wasn't a chicken, people. It wasn't a chicken.
It wasn't a chicken.
I fucking cried so hard.
It was not okay.
Oh, yeah.
Not okay.
Wasn't it chicken? Oh, my God, it was not okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's the good endings that have people remembering it for all the right reasons. It's the shit endings that have people remembering it for all the wrong reasons. This is why having a season final that makes sense, is logical, is the most important thing. So I'm going to move on to my next thing because... yeah, we're going to be here forever.
I feel like we already have, but...
yeah. Okay. So, the first one I chose was my ugly. And for that, I went with Angel. We all know the TV series Angel, vampire.
Yes.
Yep.
Loved it.
David Brooks, hot. Yep. This was the worst fucking ending I have ever seen in my life. It pissed me off so much. I haven't written much because... rethinking about it and re-going over it all really pissed me off even more, and I didn't want to be angry at work. So the ending was rushed. It had no closure whatsoever. 1 minute they're kicking about doing their bit, next thing, oh shit, there's a fucking army of the undead, we all have to go running off. There was meant to be a spin-off series.
Yes. Yeah,
that didn't happen.
Yeah, which is probably why they left it so open-ended.
Yeah.
Oh, God, so
it
annoying.
It actually was open-ended. The writers didn't have enough time to fully close the show. It was cancelled.
Oh.
So they kind of rushed the ending, which really fucked up the whole flow of the show.
Yeah.
So the second one I chose was Merlin, a British one. We all watched that? Yeah?
Yeah. Not all the way through, though. Like, maybe
I didn't watch
three
it.
Seasons?
I see. Arthur was hot, so I watched it a lot. Actually, there was a few of them that were hot. So, anyway. But how do you fuck up that ending? I mean, it's Merlin. It's Merlin, Arthur, Guinevere, fucking Percival.
Yep.
What's his name and the others. I can't remember.
And
that dude.
And those three chicks.
That dude and a fucking dragon.
Yeah. Morgana. Yeah. I love
Morgana. How do you fuck that up? There are so many different versions of this story throughout the 100 and whatever years it's been told.
Oh, yeah.
How do you fuck up an ending? All the stories still follow the same line of events that supposedly happened. How do you kill off fucking characters that were never meant to die? There were at least four characters that were never meant to die. And spoiler alert, Lancelot and Arthur were never meant to die.
I'm sorry. Look, I mean, I'm no history buff, but isn't Arthur just supposed to pull the sword out of the stone in the end? Like,
yeah, he'd already done that.
Oh,
the Lady of the Lake gave him the sword and it was all fucking la-di-da. But then what really also pissed me off, they had some form of weird-ass modern scene at the end where they're in, like, you know, modern day.
What?
And it's... Arthur and Merlin, and they see each other, and then they just smile, and then fucking end. I'm like, really?
Oh.
Really? Come on. What the fuck?
I have too many questions of why and how.
Yeah. I think so.
I haven't even seen it. Can you imagine my questions?
I haven't seen it either. So, I mean, but, yeah.
You've at least watched some of the show.
Yeah, yeah. I can't. I please explain.
I can't explain. That's why I'm so angry at it.
Writers of the show, please explain.
But if I will say, I did like Merlin when he appeared in Doctor Who. I thought, oh, look at him. He's so cute.
Oh, yeah.
Like a little kid. All right. So, yes, I got very angry rethinking about those shows and going over it all. Let's go with my last one. Now, my last one makes me happy.
Yeah.
So the last one I chose, and I did mention this TV series last week, Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Hey, Captain Bender.
Captain Bender's back.
So the only problem I had with this show, apart from the fact that it ended, was the fact that it ended.
It had to end, though.
It could have gone for a couple of more books. I mean, really? No. So,
He became the Avatar, is fine.
I know, and he defeated the bad guy, but they could have just dragged it out more because I was having such a good time with this show.
He found all of the rings, and then they all joined those teenage kids together. Oh, wait, that's Captain Planet.
Yeah, that's Captain Planet. I'll get to him in a different episode.
No, is it Whoopi Goldberg who does the voice?
Yes. Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
It's Captain Planet.
No, she played Gaia.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But, you know, Mother Earth.
Anyway, tangent.
I was going to say I'm pretty sure she's not Captain Planet, but okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I will mention that Avatar Last Airbender is a cartoon. Not an anime, but a cartoon. It was that amazing that they did make a live-action movie from it. But the movie was fucking shit and should never have been made. And let's never speak of it again. Mm-hmm. So.
Good, because I haven't seen it. So, yeah.
So the characters at the end of the fourth book, which is the season, what the seasons are called. They're called books.
Maybe this is the Rosé talking, but it's a TV show, yeah? And it was like an animated TV show that was based on a series of books and then they made a movie, right?
No.
They don't call it seasons or they don't all call series.
They call them books.
Oh, that's where I got confused. Sorry, I'm a simpleton. I don't understand. Sure. I would assume if they say book that means it's a book.
Yeah, I think it's the only show that does it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank Christ for that.
Well, that one and the sequel. And it's done in an anime style, but it's not technically an anime. It's actually a cartoon. But the anime world has accepted it as one of its own. All the characters have gone through some pretty good character development. You learn their backstories, how they've overcome their issues, and how they've moved on in the end.
Yeah. Even the cabbage truck guy.
Even the cabbage truck guy. Oh, fuck, I love him. Bad cabbages!
I've been rooting for the cabbage truck guy to come out on top since I heard about it 3 seconds ago.
Yeah.
I'm glad he turned out okay.
So they even had, you know, endings throughout the show for past avatars. So the avatar, it's a bit like reincarnation. It will reincarnate into the next avatar.
Like the Dalai Lama.
About to say this is heavily dreaded in dreaded. That's not good. It's heavily clad in Buddhism, I imagine.
Yeah, very much. Yes. Aang was an airbender, and airbenders were pretty much Buddhists. So, but yeah, it goes on in that. So you learn about his past lives and their struggles, and then it kind of gives them closure whilst teaching him a life lesson in how to be the Avatar. Okay. So you're getting closure on dead people as well, which I'm liking because, you know, I love closure. You also have Zuko, so he's technically the bad guy through most of the show. But
I like him.
I do.
Yeah,
I and like in him. The end, I really like him. Once he gets over his issues and, mm-hmm. you know, all the shit that he had to go through.
Yeah.
Him and his uncle, Uncle Iroh.
I love him so much.
Best character, really.
I would love to have tea with him.
Yes.
Yeah. You've been my new grandpa.
So, yeah, you see the connection because they drift apart, but then you see how they, you know, reconnect and blah, 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 blah.
Hey, Vlad's back.
God, Vlad, where have you been?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. For fuck's sake, stop it. Soka? I can't remember Soka. How to say that. Soka.
Yeah.
He gets closure by showing his dad during the last, like, battle scene how he has finally become a man, how he's become a warrior just like his father, and just so his father feels proud. I take it a lot of guys are like that. I don't know. I grew up with women. We're just like, yeah, you do that. So, yeah. And Aang finally overcomes his guilt of running away 100 years ago and getting frozen in a block of ice and builds up the courage to tell Katara how he feels and all that crap.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was just a really nice put-together ending and everything had an end. And then once you kind of get over watching it, you go on to the sequel, which is Korra.
Yeah, I didn't like Korra.
Well, you find out more about what happened with Aang and the others whilst watching that, because it is the sequel and you do see Aang's children.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he ended up having babies. Just spoiler alert, he had babies, three of them. One of them's not a bender. But he
named his family.
He named him Boomy after his good friend, who was crazy. I loved Boomy.
Oh, yeah, Boomy.
Yeah. So, yeah. Sorry if you can hear the dog.
I've been hearing him all the way through. In fact, yeah. He makes more sense than any of this because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, 100%. But that is the end of mine. Sorry, I seemed rushed, but I wrote it at work and then I got angry whilst writing the ones I didn't like.
Can I just throw something in there to anger up your blood? I didn't mind the end of Angel. I actually thought it was all right. I figured, where else are you going to go? Where else are you going to go? When Buffy ended, you're expecting more of the main characters to die, and they didn't. They only lost one. Well, she was kind of my favorite anyway. But, two. Yeah.
Who Spike else? Technically died.
Yeah, but he came back in Angel, so I don't
Yes, count. But he technically died.
Yeah, yeah, I cried because I didn't know he was going to come back in Angel, yeah. And then he did, and I was like, ooh. And, like, look, aside from finales, let's just all agree, the best episode of Angel is when they are all puppets.
Yes. I fucking love that episode. Look, and my nose comes off. Yeah. Oh, my God, that was such a good episode.
I personally loved the episode where they had the corporate party. And, like, all the lawyers are hanging around and they're all just, like, in suits and stuff like that. They're just like, yeah, we're trying to have this party so that everybody realises, you know, good could be fun. And there's this one dude and he's standing there and he's just like, so much less human sacrifice than last year's party. I mean, how do you even start a party without human sacrifice? I don't know. Ah, lawyers, mate, they are fun. Oh, God. All right, let's crack on. Bianca, what are you
up? All right, so, Bianca.
Yeah. Oh, we're up to me. Yay! All right, gather round the Snapchat kiddos.
All right, we've gathered. I can't get any more gathered or else it'll become inappropriate.
Okay, so I'm going to need to go in the order of the good, the bad, and the ugly because it is one of my favourite westerns, but anyway. My good one is Scrubs. I'm a massive Scrubs fan. I love this show with every part of my being. I can watch it from any part of any episode of any season. It doesn't matter. I know exactly where I am every time. So the finale was actually a two-part finale. And this is actually a bit controversial in the Scrubs fandom because, you know, I mean, I see it on Facebook all the time. Where someone will go, oh, which finale do you actually like? Season 8 or season 9? It's like,
see, no, because like, it's weird. It is weird. I'll agree.
Yeah, so, look, for me, the finale is season 8, but I do like season 9. I've got no problem with it because it was a spin-off.
Unfortunately. Is that because it had Franco in it?
Oh, he's so adorable. God. Why are you going to be so cold-hearted? Because his name's Cole and everything. Oh, my God.
I think I lost, everything. I lost my following for Scrubs about halfway through. It just got a bit too wacky, and I was just like, I'm not in. I'm out. Yeah. So, no. Yeah.
No, I love it. And, look, it is actually a good show. Medical professionals do say it's one of the most accurate of all the medical shows. They actually say the right names for things and use the right names for things and refer to things correctly compared to the likes of Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. That's completely way too far-fetched, whereas Scrubs is pretty real. And there is an episode, I think it's in season 4 or season 5, where they mention Capgras syndrome, which is one that I talked about in Weird Science. Yeah.
Yeah. You did.
So that was, I was like, hey, I know that. I know what that is now.
Grabber syndrome. I remember that.
Yeah.
Grabber.
Who doesn't love grabber syndrome?
Yeah. Right. So, as far as the finale goes, so my favorite parts, look, because I don't want to do too many spoilers, but Dr. Cox actually gets tricked into calling JD his friend after 8 years of being a distant father figure for him. And JD's standing, like, right behind him, and poor Sonny's saying it. And JD's like, oh! Like, he just, that moment, and I well up every time because he's so happy, and Dr. Cox just looks like he's just dead inside because he realizes JD's behind him. Yeah. And I love that so much.
I feel that on so many levels.
And then, like, he hugs him and walks out, and Dr. Cox just turns to Sonny and goes, you realize he gets to leave, but you don't. No, I didn't think that through. Yeah. And that's what I love. Like, you've got this really emotional moment and then this humor, and it does that all the way through. Like, just I love that juxtaposition. And then my other favorite parts, like, of the finale is in the second part, so the very last episode. And JD's walking out of the hospital, and he's down walking down the corridor, and all the side characters are lined up down the corridor, people who have died, patients they've treated, and they all say something to JD as he's walking past. And some of them are so funny. One of the side doctors who's like pops up in an episode every now and again, he just goes, it's like a baguette. Referring to his penis. That makes me laugh every time. Oh, and there's Miss Tracy. Now, Miss Tracy, she was severely depressed, and she was in, I think, 3 or 4 episodes, and she was always in for, like, depression or something like that. And so she actually died. And she's standing there like, look, I got pregnant in heaven. It's like, oh, that's so cute. And, yeah, look, and then he walks out of the hospital, and then you've got this real plane because there's this massive banner that Turk put up for him. So it's like his projection reel, and it's showing him his future, so his wedding and stuff like that, and it's just playing. And then when the camera goes to him, the projection is on his face, and it's just a really beautiful moment of film. Like, Bill Lawrence, who is the director, and, like, he's pretty much everything. I don't know what Bill Lawrence doesn't do for the show. Like, it is his baby. And, yeah, the way that he made that, I just find it really beautiful, and I just love it. And it makes me cry every single time. Like, I was talking to you guys in Skype chat, like, I'm not crying. The bald-ass lie. Oh, yeah. I had to rewatch it again. I mean, I was up to about season 6, so I wasn't too far. I was like, nah, skip ahead. I'm not watching all of that today. So, yeah, look, that's my good one. Absolutely love it. Love Scrubs. Love everything about it.
Awesome.
I'll kick on to my bad one, which is Sex and the City.
Now, I haven't seen it.
I love Sex and the City. I do. I love it. I love the storyline. Never watched it. Oh, no, it's so good. It's actually more relevant now. Like, when I watched it.
Because we're that age.
Yeah.
We are the age of the characters now.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, it is just.
Speak for yourself. I don't feel that old.
No, they're not old.
Neither did they. That's it. Yeah. And that was the whole thing, is they continued to live their 20-somethings lives well into their 30s. That was the whole thing.
Yeah. So my biggest thing about Sex and City and the finale was that the show ultimately betrayed what it was about, which was that women don't ultimately find happiness from marriage.
Yeah.
They find it from friendship. And not even that. Like, it's also a lot of – some of the episodes, they're learning how to be alone. Like, that's a big deal. And
learning their passions. Like, learning that they're not just carbon copies of their friends. They're different, and that's fine. You do not have to be a carbon copy of your mates. It's fine.
Yeah. And, yeah, you can have differing views and you can have arguments, and that's completely fine. It's completely normal, and it's healthy to, you know, you haven't seen each other for 3 weeks because you've got a new boyfriend. Well, yeah, I'll have coffee at midnight. Like, it just, it makes sense. Like, that, and it should have been them being them at the end. And it just pissed me off.
Pissed me off bad. I hated the ending for this. I hated it. Well, I'm trying to let you do the segment because I'm just going to march in and go, I know. You know what I fucking hated?
I'll say my second bit and then, you can absolutely say it. So my other thing that really bugged me was Mr. Big. I could have taken him or leave him. I didn't even care. He should. Yep. So he was supposed to be this suave but emotionally closed off guy, right? Big romantic gestures like flying to Paris to retrieve Carrie. And then there was his fucking second proposal at the end of the fucking movie, but we're not talking about the movie. They were incredibly out of character.
All of that, the whole sequence of how he ends up going to Paris to get Carrie, the fact that her friends said they were sitting around and they're like, go get her, because she'd been on the phone to them crying or some shit. And I'm just like, that's not how these girls roll. They all would have got on a plane and they would have fucking gone and got her themselves. They would not have got a man to go get her. But that was not the point of what was going on.
Yeah, I know. That was really fucked, like absolutely fucked. And, I read a interview with Chris Noth, and, he didn't like it either.
I love Chris Noth, by the way. I hated his character, but I love Chris Noth.
He didn't like the ending. He thought it was shit. And I found another article. I can't remember his name now. I think it's David Starr. Oh, fuck, I've forgotten. I've drunk too much. I don't know where that brain cell went.
the one that I still had.
You never had one.
I've said so many times too. Fuck. Yeah, so I was reading an article that was an interview with him, and he didn't like it either. The producer of the show didn't like it. That's saying something. Like, they just didn't care in the end, obviously.
Then why make it?
Yeah.
But it was such a small point of the movie. It didn't have to be like that.
Yeah.
It really didn't. I mean, all they had to do was change it where the girls are sitting there and just looking at their phones, looking at text messages or something for her, and then just look at each other and go, should we go get her? Yep. And then them fly to her doorstep and go, we're taking you home. Yeah. And then fly her home and then leave her at the door and then, like, wave her off, and then he could come out of the distance and say something like, you know, typical Mr. Big fashion, like, I heard you were back in town, kid.
Yeah.
And then just leave it at that. Or they could
all just go out in Thelma and Louise style and just end it all.
But they could have just ended it like that. And then him just, like, smile. And you know full well, because she's going to go back to him.
Oh, yeah. She's a moth to a fucking flame. I mean, we've all been there.
Exactly.
But we've all red flags now.
Yeah. We've all dated red flags and we've all polished heads. But that's all they had to do. They didn't have to make it so that her girlfriends rallied around to go and get her ex-boyfriend to go and get her from Paris. I'm sorry, if one of you two have moved to Paris, I'm not going to find one of your ex-boyfriends to go get you back. I'm coming my fucking self.
Yes, yes, amen. Like, and that Yeah, well, that's just what she means. That's why it's my bad one. It's not my ugly one, because my next one's fucking worse. But you guys haven't seen it, so I'm just going to rant myself over here. I've got no notes, too, so this is great.
Oh, you really have no notes?
I really
not
have.
Not even dot points. Shit, Bianca, what's going on?
Highway to the ranting zone.
Oh, I like that. That should be our trailer.
Because made no notes, so she's winging it.
Oh gosh. So my ugly one is Hemlock Grove. Now, I was all set for this. Like, when it came onto Netflix, I was like, yes, this is a show for me. It's got werewolves, it's got vampires, sort of. But not really. It's
I started watching weird. It and then stopped. It was weird and I didn't know what was happening.
Yes. Yeah. So if you didn't understand what was happening in the first season, you definitely do not go anywhere near season 3.
God, this sounds like my ugly one too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I, for funsies today, I rewatched the season finale just to jog my memory on how shit it was. Okay, so I know because season 1 and season 2 came out pretty close together onto Netflix in Australia, and then we had to wait for season 3. So we had to wait till the next year. Now, by the time season 3 actually aired on Netflix Australia, started filming it, they'd already been told the show was going to be cancelled. So they knew that they had to wrap the show up. So they rewrote the end of it and it left it open-ended. And we're all like, but you rewrote it. Why did you just leave it open-ended? Like, oh, season 4. No, motherfucker. You knew that you were cancelled. Why did you write
it? You knew.
Yes.
You knew.
They were hoping against hope that maybe there was a miracle that was going to happen, but it never did.
I honestly think that they were so convinced that if they could write a really good season, leave it open-ended, Netflix would actually go, actually, maybe not that.
But no.
Yeah, because so the main characters, the vampire guy, that's Baby Skarsgård, the guy, you know, and he'd just done it. So I reckon they were banking that people would watch Hemlock Grove because they're watching it. But no, people didn't move on to Hemlock Grove because he's in fucking makeup. Nobody knew who he was.
I did, but I didn't move on to Hemlock Grove just because I knew who he was. I made no connection to that whatsoever. I didn't care.
And then but it was still weird and I didn't understand it.
I know. And then you got Langdon's, I can't remember his last name, but he did a Netflix series with Jason Momoa and which is Frontier. So
that's on my list to watch.
It's so fun.
You keep banging on about that one. Good.
So I think they were really hoping that these sort of connections in other series and stuff like that would bring people to watch it. But no, it just, I don't know what they did to it the whole season. So season 1's really good. Season 2 is like amping up. And then season 3 is slow, 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 kill a character off. Slow, 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 kill a character off. And you're just like, is everybody going to die here? Like, you're just killing them all.
Did I accidentally start watching Game of Thrones again?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. And I think... Yeah, exactly. Fuck them. Oh, God, it pissed me off. And watch it again today. I was like, I'm pissed off. I'm not going to really say what happens because I don't want spoiler alerts for anybody who is going to watch Hemlock Grove. And I am
literally going to spoil the shit out of all of mine. So it's fine.
I did enjoy the first 2 seasons. Just that third season, they had full knowledge and everything like that. They could have written it much better. Yeah. I mean, season 2 is a bit weird when they just keep going on about the dragon, but anyway, I don't know. It is a bit weird. My favourite parts of it is the werewolves and they're all Romanian gypsies. Descendants. I love that. I loved that, all of that, because that's right up, like, that's my cup of tea. I love it. So, yeah. Yeah, but I hated the fucking ending. You can eat shit. Amy.
All right.
Tell us, what have you got? Calm back down again.
All right. So I'm going to say straight off the bat, I tend to like things that other people simply hate. TV series finales are often something that people tend to love or hate. So if you're a fan of the show, people usually say they were disappointed in how it all ended. But are they? Like, are they? Seriously. Or are they just upset that the show ended? And they wanted to shit on the ending in the end. Because they were just upset. Which I fully understand. So, in saying all of that, there are a lot of controversial season finales that I really liked. I did a bit of research into, because I already had the one that I wanted for good. So I had in my mind the ones that I wanted to do for ugly and bad, but I just thought I would check around and see what other people thought were shit. Okay, so top ones that come out, Game of Thrones and Dexter. I know you guys didn't like the end of Dexter or the ones that have seen it, but I don't care. I've never watched it. I liked it.
You like weird shit.
Exactly. I started during a rewatch through and I got further, I think, than the last one. No. I got up to John Lithgow, which I've seen all of John Lithgow.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people did not like it, and which is fine, in each their own. I actually liked it. I was a little bit, like, I loved Dexter, and I was almost a little bit disappointed that there is going to be a reboot, because obviously people were so upset with the ending, the producers at HBO decided, well, we need to finish this off better. So for all the people who campaigned for it, well, you got your fucking wish, so if it's shit, I'm coming for you, okay? I liked the last ending. Anyway, I also liked Game of Thrones, and I don't fucking care what anybody says about that, because I actually thought it wrapped it up fine. Yep. So,
agreed. Preaching
Anyway, I'm going to start with my ugly one because I wanted to go ugly, bad, then good to end on a happy note. So, here is my ugly one. My ugly season finale is Twin Peaks. I also realised that the first two seasons of Twin Peaks were filmed in the 1990s, and then a few years ago they added another season. I didn't get into the last season that they did recently that much because I was probably a little bit unsure of what the fuck happened in the first two seasons. I actually think my brain mentally shut down and went, no, stop it. Why are you watching this? All right, so just a bit of a background on Twin Peaks, because I fully well appreciate that being a baby of the 80s and a teenager in the 90s, I was really way too young to be watching this when it came out. So a lot of our listeners of different demographics, they might not remember Twin Peaks. They may not have been born. Don't know. So basically, Twin Peaks is a show based around an investigation of a murder of a schoolgirl named Laura Palmer. And I got into this show way after it aired in the 90s because, as I said, too young to watch it at first.
Yeah.
At first, I really, really liked it. I really enjoyed the first season. But then it just got weirder and weirder and weirder to the point it was a fucking train wreck and I couldn't look away.
Yes.
So I'm going to talk about the season finale of season 2. Which was not the final a few years ago. No, this was the final of the 90s. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I watched this season finale twice, two times. Yeah. Still had no fucking idea what I just watched and decided it was a dumpster fire. Now, I'm pretty sure that this one was one. I think I'll be corrected if I'm wrong. But I've got a feeling that there was the season finale episode and then there was like an episode afterwards that was like 38 seconds long because it was fucked. I don't know. Like someone can say, no, that's wrong. That's something else. I'm pretty sure that's this show. Anyway, so basically the last episode that wasn't the 38 second one was, I don't know. It was sort of looking like it was going to be okay. It was looking like it was all going to wrap up. It was finally looking like all of the plot lines were starting to wrap up. So there was a lot of plot lines through both of these seasons. And the main character, Agent Cooper, ends up in this red room. So it's hard to explain, but he's like running off to try and finally find the murderer. All of a sudden, out of nowhere in this forest, he finds this doorway or some shit, and he walks through it. And he's in this red room. And he's had dreams about the red room previously. And in the red room is the dead girl, Laura Palmer, a weird midget that talks like he's in slow motion, and a giant. It's fucked.
Yeah.
It's so fucked.
Yeah, I remember because I watched this as a teenager, and in my mind, I always used to get this ending and fucking The Shining mixed up. Like, in my mind, it was the same movie.
It's fucking the same thing, really. Anyway, I literally have no idea what the fuck happened. There is this storyline all the way through through the whole the two seasons about this entity that can possess people. His name's Bob. And I think you're meant to think that Bob is now Agent Cooper at the end. I wasn't 100% sure. Like, right at the end, I think you were meant to think that something to do with the Red Room now makes him Bob. I don't know.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's
interesting.
And Bob was also most likely responsible for the murder of the schoolgirl. And we got that all the way through. Anyway, so either way, it doesn't really matter how you interpret the ending. And there are so many conspiracy theories and all sorts of stuff out there on the internet. Watch the show and then look it up for yourselves. But I tell you what, I walked away from the whole show, not just the finale, thinking, what the fuck did I just watch?
Yeah.
What happened?
There is no show ever, like, before and after after Twin Peaks that has matched its mind fuck. Like,
I just literally don't know what I watch. And for me, that falls into the ugly category because I feel like in the end I actually wasted a lot of time watching it.
Yeah.
Because I dedicated hours of my life to watching this show and I walked away going, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
No idea.
I feel
literally
that.
Literally no idea.
I feel that fucking Hemlock Grove. I waited a whole year for the next season. Ah, fucker.
All right, have a chug of my wine, then I'll get on to the bad.
Chug.
Okay, so the bad. When I Googled bad series finales, I was not surprised to find ones that I liked. Like I said before, again, I'm weird. So the one that I decided to pick for my bad series finale was Roseanne. So Roseanne was a show that started in the 80s and then concluded in 1997 and then got a reboot in 2018. Bianca and I are having a discussion during the week about many of the TV shows from our era, so the 90s, they're getting a reboot.
Yeah.
So we were trying to discuss what a reboot was and whether that's just used interchangeably with the words revival. So the way I sort of see it is when you get a revival, that means that all the characters and the actors who played those characters all come back for another season.
Yeah.
Whereas a reboot is basically they're just using the concept of a show of the show and then they're getting new characters in.
Yeah.
That's what I understand. Anyway, so Roseanne actually got a revival in 2018, but I'll talk about that later. Okay, so what I wanted to talk about was how the show ended in 1997. I grew up watching the show and I loved Roseanne. I loved it so much.
Me too.
Yeah, we're just a blue-collar family. Like, I mean, the parents weren't that educated and they just did what they needed to do to survive.
They were crazy. They were a crazy fucking family.
They reminded me of my sisters. They were crazy.
And that was the thing. Everything about them was just so normal to me.
They hit some really hard-hitting issues for families.
So much. Yeah. How many times the father figure is out of work or the mother figure loses her job? And I'm just like, oh, my God, this is stuff that they deal with. And then they're sitting there at the kitchen table going, okay, well, how do we pay the mortgage? Or, the washing machine's broken. Do we just hand wash clothes? And I'm just like, oh my God, this is stuff that
I know. The sink's busted again. Can't do dishes. We're eating off paper plates.
Yeah, correct. Like, this is shit that I knew. But then it was hilariously funny as well. So it made it okay to live that life because everybody else seemed to be doing it. And it was fun. It was fun. Yeah. I really enjoyed the show.
The couch is a major character. Like, the couch in the lounge room. There's this one episode where they're like, how long have we had this couch? It's like, ew, I feel that.
I love this series. However, the last season was utter trash. The whole season was trash.
Yeah.
It was so bad that when they revived it in 2018, the writers just pretended it didn't happen. Yeah, they literally took everything out of it and just went, no, that didn't happen. So what? They basically threw the whole season in the bin. Yeah.
Yeah. So they actually intertwined again because Sarah Chalk, she plays Elliot, so one of the main characters in Scrubs. She was the replacement for Becky when Becky went to rehab, like the actual real. Yeah.
Yes, correct. She definitely did. All right. So there was one episode of the final season that even saw Roseanne fighting terrorists on a train, similar to Under Siege 2. Yeah, that happened. So there was a lot of crazy shit that went on. And then in the final moments of this season, which to me makes it very bad, we find out that Roseanne's husband, Dan, died early in the season. But Roseanne invented the entire season in her mind to cope with the loss of Dan. Okay. I'm going to sound really insensitive, but bitch, please. Okay. One, it's been done. And two, I think some writers use this, oh, it was all a dream, or, oh, they're all really dead, to disguise sloppy, unimaginative script writing. Yeah. They got cancelled and now they do not give a fuck. They just have to write something down to get them through to the end of the season. They're already looking for other jobs.
Mm.
It was just... I don't know. I hated it so much because I just thought it was just a really shit thing to do, because all the way through that season, shit goes down. It wasn't just wacky shit either. It was actually full on stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God, I can't believe that, like, this is the last season they're doing this. And in the end, they wrap it up with, oh, she was just inventing this in her head to cope. Fuck off. No, I was not okay.
Get in the sea.
Yeah, exactly. So apparently in one of the funny things in it is apparently in the revival, Dan, the husband, comes back from the dead. Yeah, so he's back in it. And so many side characters, like, go up to Dan and go, hey, dude, I thought you died. And Dan just keeps going, how does everybody think I'm dead? Why?
I didn't watch the revival at all.
Neither did I.
I just stayed away from it for obvious reasons.
All right, so lastly, the good. For me, Schitt's Creek. Oh, my God. It ended so fucking well. I know you guys didn't get into Schitt's Creek, but I got into this show last year, and admittedly, I struggled with the first season. I liked the second season, but by the third, I was utterly fucking obsessed. I loved
it. I'll watch it at some point.
Oh, it's so
literally on my TV right now because Netflix is, like, scrolling through its shit. Tell me to watch it.
It knows. It knows.
It's like, Bianca, you need to watch this shit.
Yeah.
Watch it.
But the way Bianca and I work is I go, oh, my God, I love this. Yeah. And then she never watches it.
Yeah. Oh, then it takes me, like, 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. I've got a list of things that you've given me as well. Actually, both of you have given me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to totally watch that. And then I never do.
Yeah. Oh, Bianca also likes to ring me up in a flurry going, oh, my God, I'm 3 episodes into the show and I fucking love it. I am obsessed. And I'm like, ooh, okay. So I start watching it too, and then I get to the end of the season and I'm like, oh, my God, I need to download with somebody about this show. Where are you up to? Oh, I didn't watch past the first 3 episodes. Wait, what? You were obsessed. Oh, no, I forgot about it. It's gone now. Fuck! So yeah. I invested myself for no fucking reason. Yeah, that's a fun game. Anyway, all right. So a quick summary of Schitt's Creek. I knew that it was going to end with the third season, so I had all of the seasons in front of me when I binge watched it in like 4 days, and I did really love this show. For anyone who's going to pick up a new show, if you know it's ended, you're just better off waiting until all of it's on Netflix or something like that and binge the whole thing. Be prepared for the ending and know full well it's going to end, and then maybe you won't be so pissed off about the ending. That's just, you know, my little tidbit for today. Okay, so quick summary of Schitt's Creek. A billionaire family, the Roses, made up of an entrepreneur father who owned the second biggest video retail chain in the 90s, his eccentric daytime soap actress wife, and their 2 socialite children. This family loses all their money because their accountant didn't pay taxes and took off with a heap of their money, and they thought they had paid tax with it. Yeah. Anyway, so the feds come in and seize the rest of the family's fortune, leaving them with one thing, a tiny rural town called Schitt's Creek, which the government deems worthless. So the family moved to Schitt's Creek, to the only motel in town, and, of course, comedic hijinks follow. So in the season finale, the eldest of the socialite children, David, marries his partner, Patrick, in a fabulous wedding episode. I have watched the end of this so many times. I love this wedding episode. I'm not a big fan of weddings. Like, I'm really not big fan of TV weddings, but oh my God, do I love this. I love this so much. Of course, nothing goes as planned, and the whole episode is just pure comedy gold. All the family at the end go their separate ways, leaving David, who ends up staying in Schitt's Creek with his new husband. I didn't know what I really wanted from this episode, to be honest. I kind of wanted them all to stay in Schitt's Creek, but I'd grown to love the family members so much that I wanted them to regain some of the money and the status that they had lost. So I'm kind of glad that it played out the way that it did. It was a truly happy ending. And for those who know the show, they know what I'm talking about. Fans are calling for a movie to be done, but after the train wreck that was the Sex and the City movies, I really actually hope they don't. Dan Levy, do not do a movie. I was really happy with the ending. Just stop now. It's fine. So that was pretty much it for my segment. I, as much as I shit on it, Twin Peaks, if you just really want something to go, what the fuck just happened? What did I even watch? Watch that. It's not going to necessarily mentally fuck with you to the point where you're just like, I can't sleep at night.
No.
But it's just going to leave you with, fuck, what was in my drink? Should I be drinking that? How many pills did I take? What am I smoking? It is just going to literally make you think that you're on drugs. Yeah. As Skip Roseanne. I mean, watch all
of you are on drugs, Amy. Last one.
I probably am. I don't know. Yeah. So I
know.
Yeah.
I've been slipping them into your drinks.
It was you the whole time.
Are you shocked at this?
Not really.
No. I wouldn't be shocked either.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, watch Roseanne. It was really, really good up until the last season. I haven't watched a revival. And definitely, if you have not got on Schitt's Creek yet, Sarah America. Yeah. If you guys have not got onto Schitt's Creek, get onto it. The first season's hard, but the rest is just really, really, really good. Watch it. You'll love it.
All right. All right. My mission. Oh, no, I start my new job on Monday.
I don't have any time to binge other mission. Anymore.
I'll try. Yeah. So yes, that was our season finale. It's Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And yeah, I had so much fun researching this topic
and getting remad at stuff.
As I did with the other topics.
I didn't have over fun. The last I got cranky. Months. Just letting the viewers know.
Yes.
Yeah,
I got cranky.
Listeners, not viewers. They're not visual yet.
Well, fuck off, Amy. Just fuck listeners, viewers, you know, just fuck off. Not just the
fuck
viewers.
Off in general, okay?
They fuck right say off. Amy in needs to
just fuck off. And when you get there, fuck off some more.
By the way, just for our listeners/viewers, for Sarah's thing. P.S. I've had all the children, and I will have all the children next week, too. Yeah, we've got three kids between the three of us. I have them all at my house for 2 weeks. So when you tell me to fuck off, eat it.
Come on. It's my it's like my only night where I don't have other people at my house.
The one time it happened.
Yeah, one time.
All right. Well, you know, however, you know, we would love some topic suggestions from our listeners/viewers. If you have a topic which you would like us to discuss or show you, please email us at FridayNightMindFight@gmail.com. All right. To everyone who has listened to this, we would like to thank each and every one of you for your time and listening to tonight's rubbish. it was a train wreck. Let's all appreciate that.
Yeah. But when are we not?
Yeah. We hope that you found it entertaining at least, you know. And, don't use any of these facts because yeah, like even my articles in quotations that I read are not credible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't use it to make important decisions in your lives, you know. Don't go on to watch the show because we're recommending it and then blame us. That's on you.
No, we have friends in the podcasting world, two brothers, one pilot. They will make the decisions for you as to whether you should, you know, watch certain shows. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
And then there's the uncredited extras.
Listen to them. They're also our mates. Yeah. In our podcast world. So, yeah, listen to them for the
YouTube. Absolutely. All right. Okay, people. Good night. Good day.
Safe day.
Bye. Thank you.